Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 9, 2020. I'm George Henry. Florence City Council met last night with a new format using a GoToWebinar software. The meeting included a presentation by Florence Police Chief Tom Turner regarding last Thursday's encounter with open carry residents that were patrolling Old Town. Turner addressed the council and reiterated the press release that went out on Friday. Mayor Henry said the city received many letters of concern from citizens who witnessed the event, and Councilor Green stated that armed citizens were aggressive when it came to interactions with other members of the public.
My concern is the manner in which they acted towards particular citizens. They weren't just exercising their right to be open gun. They were hostile and they scared people.
Concerns were voiced as to what effect it might have on visitors to the area, as the city of Florence has already seen a 23% reduction in revenue from the state room tax due to the restrictions put on by the executive Stay Home, Save Lives order. The council also reviewed the biennium budget and how the coronavirus pandemic has affected Florence. Lane County coronavirus testing has exceeded 13,700 tests. There have been no new cases reported in Lane County, and the total is currently at 80 positive tests. Statewide, the number of positive tests is now at 4,922, with almost 150,000 tests conducted. Yesterday's results include 114 new confirmed cases and tops the century mark for the second day in a row. The latest death is a 71-year-old Malheur County man who tested positive on June 1st. Florence Festival of Books in September has announced that they are canceling this year's event due to the coronavirus and restrictions by Governor Kate Brown's executive order. Event coordinators feel that they will not be able to work within the restrictions on number of participants in large gatherings indoors. In addition, the event location, the Florence Event Center, remains closed. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020.